you need a pick-me-up musically, then you just can't go wrong with William Boyce. His music bounces along with such jaunty confidence that it's not surprising that it is amongst the most played music by an English composer. The piece for the Las Bonbon of 2024 was written by Boyce for the New Year celebrations of 1756. George II was on the throne, and he traditionally saw in the New Year with his courtiers at St. James's Palace. Music played a big part in the festivities. In 1755, Boyce had been made Master of the King's Music, a post which meant that he wrote music for courtly occasions, such as birthdays, funerals, weddings and feast days. For New Year, he was required to write a ceremonial ode. And for 1756, this was Hail, Hail, Auspicious Day. This music, written for court events, could so easily have been lost. But fortunately, John Walsh, Handel's publisher, collected some of Boyce's finest works from the court and stage and cobbled them together in a collection of 8 so-called symphonies. At the time of publication, in 1760, Boyce was 49 and was withdrawing from public life due to increasing deafness. He must have been heartened to know that his music was spreading to a more general audience. The overture to Boyce's ode for the New Year of 1756 became the allegro of the First Symphony. It's played here by the English Concert and Trevor Pinnock. And on this cheerful note, I'd like to wish you all a very happy New Year. Was the Allegro from Boyce's Symphony No. 1, and it was performed by the English Concert and Trevor Pinnock.